Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse, this is Newsmakers. I'm Maureen McCollum. This week, Viterbo University opened a new $15 million building dedicated to educating future nurses. The old nursing building was built in the 1950s as an elementary school, and since 1971, it was used to train nurses. WPR's Steve Roysom interviewed Viterbo School of Nursing Dean Silvana Richardson and the coordinator of some of the building's state-of-the-art clinical simulation equipment, Christine Wilson. They talk about some of the advantages the new building will give students.
This is primarily a four-lab simulation center. So we have four separate labs. One is critical care, one is medical surgical, one is maternal newborn, and one is pediatric. We have currently six high-fidelity mannequins or simulators, human patient simulators. So the advantage to training is that we can actually have students come into those labs in groups of three or four, and they can go through scenarios or experiences that they would have on the clinical setting. But it's a safe area, safe environment, so that they can practice those skills and they can work through their critical thinking and clinical judgment skills in order to be very experienced when they are graduating from our program.
These figures are kind of interesting because when I went up to look at the floor, if you see somebody in the room from about 30 feet away, they look pretty human.
Yes.
I mean, do you have options to program these people to have different sort of attitudes, belligerent, friendly?
What we found the best model that we use currently is we have one faculty person that's actually running the program, so we can have pre-programmed experiences, or we can program them ourselves, or we can just do it like on the fly, so we can make changes as the students are doing the experience. What really brings the simulation to life is the person speaking for the mannequin, and that's the model that we prefer to use, is we have someone that's actually speaking for the mannequin. So if I'm not in a good mood, I'm going to be a grumpy patient. Or if I want to be a difficult patient, or if I want to be an older patient that maybe isn't as friendly, or if I want to be a child that doesn't want to get along, it helps the students to develop their skills at communication and at being a caring individual, even when the patient maybe isn't that caring to them. A lot of students, they will say to us in debriefing, now debriefing is very important. It's a period of time after the simulation when we talk with the students about what they felt they did well at and what they maybe should have done differently or could have done better in the experience. So a lot of our teaching really helps or happens after the experience is done. And during those conversations is when we really see the light bulbs come on and the students go, oh, aha, and oh, yeah, I see what you're saying. So they really learn prioritization and, again, the clinical thinking skills.
What got the funding for this new building? What got the ball rolling, and why at this time?
We really started thinking about the need for a new building probably 10 years ago. And knowing that it was going to take time to plan, it became part of the strategic plan for Viterbo in 2005, actually, when Dr. Artman came to Viterbo. And we spent a lot of time as faculty and working with students in thinking about how we wanted to make this the best facility possible for us. And we worked with architect, and he asked us some really good critical questions. We spent almost a year visiting different facilities that were state-of-the-art at the time to see what is it that really is going to fit for Viterbo. So the time really was with us about 5 years ago. Dr. Artman and our folks from Institutional Advancement then worked very hard to work with our community to get the donor base that we needed in order to pay for the building. And the community has been just extremely generous. The majority of the building is paid for at this time through pledges from the community and people who believe in Viterbo and know that really our education has been excellent for the last 40 years. So the driving force, if you will, to get back to your original question, really was the need for a facility that would be able to meet the evolving educational needs of the students, as well as for us to think about expanding our program, because as I think most of the public knows, there is a nursing shortage that is coming. Many nurses will be retiring in the next few years, and we need, as educators, to prepare well-educated nurses to take their place. So that was another driving force.
We've heard for many years about the shortage of nurses, but just to kind of touch on it for listeners, it's mostly due to the baby boom?
That would be one.
One factor.
That would be one factor, the growth in the aging population who require more health care. But at the same time, there is growth within health care delivery, especially if we think about health care reform and that we need to put more emphasis on health promotion and disease prevention. There are more opportunities for nurses as well. And then the other piece is the graying, if you will, of the nurses themselves. The average age of nurses is now close to 50. And of nurse faculty, it's older than that. So we have a number of factors that are all leading to this shortage and the need to really address it in an aggressive way.
Does this building give Viterbo the ability to graduate larger classes of nurses in the future? I take it does, and if so, why is that important?
It does give us that ability. One, it gives us the ability to have larger classes because we do have more space. But more importantly, as Christine was talking about, clinical simulation will help us to better prepare the nurses as they go into the clinical area and substitute some of the time that they would be spending in actual hospital settings within the clinical laboratory setting. So those are two ways that the building is going to help us, I think, as well as to attract higher quality students. The other two prongs of the puzzle here for me is also partnering with the community to think of different types of clinical placements besides the traditional hospital setting, public health settings. One of the ways that we've created a setting that's of mutual benefit to the community is our nursing clinic at the Salvation Army. And that provides an opportunity for all of our nursing students to work in a public health setting with the public health department, but also to have the experience of working with those who are vulnerable within the community.
Are you seeing enough students coming in to help feed that demand?
Absolutely.
When they get done?
Absolutely.
They're coming in?
We have more students interested than we're able to bring in at this point in time because of the limitations related to clinical and a faculty shortage. It's a challenge for us to get faculty as well at this time.
Why a shortage of faculty? Because the nurses are on average a bit older and it's not like they're going to go on to teach? Or?
That's a piece of it. I think one of the biggest challenges is that there's really a salary disparity. Master's prepared nurses who comprise the majority of our undergraduate faculty can work in a clinical setting and earn almost $20,000 more a year than they would in the faculty setting. And I think that's not something that's known generally by the public. So that's a piece that we're working on as well, as how do we bridge that gap? And also, how do we really motivate our own professionals to say that this is really a way that they can make a difference for the profession by educating students and creating that greater ripple effect?
This is Newsmakers on Wisconsin Public Radio. Our topic is the new $15 million Viterbo University School of Nursing. And we're talking with nursing educator Christine Wilson and the dean of the Viterbo School of Nursing, Silvana Richardson.
What are healthcare facilities looking for when it comes to nurses entering the field, and how will this new facility help achieve those qualities? Christine?
Many of our faculties, and including me, we still work in the healthcare field, so I kind of feel like I can address this. My clinical partners really want those students to hit the ground running. They want them to know how to use the technology and that would be the computers, the electronic medical records, all of the infusion pumps, cardiac monitors. They want those students to know that when they're graduating. And then they also want them to have a fairly good degree of clinical decision making, knowing how to prioritize, knowing what is the most important thing to do in this situation versus the next situation in down the hall, and also how to manage multiple situations that are occurring at once. It's very fast-paced out there. It's not like you have one patient and that's all you have all day. Good. Many students, when they graduate, they're going to have at least four patients every shift and manage everything between what's going on with the patient and what's going on with the family and how to interact with the health care professionals, the interdisciplinary team, all at the same time. It's just huge. And that's what we need to be doing for our graduates. We need to give them a really good sense of that confidence and ability to do all of that.
I'd like to add something to that.
Sure.
We have a School of Nursing Advisory Board, and I asked that question just a year ago to that group. And they said all of the things that Christine said. They also added that we're looking for workers who are able to work well with their colleagues, who are also curious and eager to learn, who are also flexible, because there's so much change that's happening within the healthcare system and the work environment. So there are really some personal characteristics mm-hmm. that go along with that knowledge that really makes a good nurse.
Who are you seeing that are coming in to be nursing students? Is there any sort of profiles, if you will, of do you see young people? Are you seeing enough men? What are the students like? What are their stories generally?
Primarily, we are still seeing majority of women, although there are more men coming in. I would say about 10% of the new class coming in and of the group that graduated last year are men. I think that they still come with that desire to make a difference in the lives of people. They also are really curious, and they're ones who do want to work in a collaborative fashion with one another. I think that we've got a really good group of students who are coming in, and those who choose Viterbo are ones who are looking for a smaller school with a higher faculty-to-student ratio, a place that's going to be supportive and at the same time really pushes them to be their very best when they graduate.
With the new center opening, with all the space, all the technology and such, have you looked into the future, any sort of projections, maybe 20, 30 years down the road, you're going to have to expand again?
You know, that's a really good question, thinking 20 to 30 years down the road. That was a piece of definitely what we looked at as we were planning the building, to make it flexible enough that what's inside a classroom, the technology that we're using at that point will be very different. So the flexibility is built into that. Will we need more space? That's really hard to tell, because I think it's hard to project that far into the future and say this is what education is going to be like at that point. The building is really made up of two different sections, a three-story building and a five-story building. So I would say clearly three stories are classroom, laboratories, learning spaces, gathering spaces, and then two stories are for faculty offices. And there's a lot of empty spaces that we can fill as we grow the program.
Can a nursing student finish the program and say, I've learned all I can to learn, or do they come back, keeping up with the Joneses, if you will? Is it a continual education? Sure, you graduate, but if you want to stay on top of the field, you probably should get refreshed.
We really emphasize lifelong learning, and I don't think that any of our students walk away going, gosh, I've learned it all, there's nothing more I have to learn. And I feel pretty confident saying that, because I have a lot of students that will email me, and generally many within 1-2 years saying, I'm thinking about going on to grad school, and what do you think, and will you send me a letter of recommendation? The healthcare is changing too quickly. There's just absolutely no way that you can walk away and say, oh yeah, I don't have to learn anything else because I got it all under my belt, because technology is just too rapidly advancing us.
Any reactions so far with those that are returning for a second year?
They're very excited. I think a couple of words that come to mind are awe, wonder, I can't believe it. One of the comments that I really appreciated yesterday was from one of the students who said, as I looked around, I realized that you really paid attention to some of the things we wanted in this building. And one of the spaces is a terrace outside of a gathering space where students and faculty can have lunch together. And that happened at noon yesterday, and it really was very heartwarming to know that this happened and we really are meeting our goals.
Viterbo University is a Catholic university. Was there anything in the design of the building that reflected the heritage?
Well, there's a few pieces that reflect our heritage. We really wanted to make sure that it was a place of hospitality. That is one of the charisms of Franciscan traditions. And so we have a lot of gathering spaces throughout the building so that students feel welcome to sit and chat with one another, to interact with faculty. Another really important piece is contemplation. And we have a healing garden with a labyrinth that's still being installed, a place for students to just stop, be quiet, pause, because nursing classes can be stressful, they're demanding, and that's the same for faculty who are trying to meet the student needs. So those are two of the Franciscan values that we really built right into the building. And we've also been very fortunate to have a generous donor help us with artwork for the building. So as we walk through the building, we see images of children and adults that really portray that caring and compassion. That's the human work that we do. We also have some artwork that was made specifically custom for Viterbo that displays nature and healing. So those are pieces of bringing that Franciscan tradition of caring and compassion into the building.
Before you decided to go into the education facet, are you pretty impressed with how things have evolved over the years?
Well, I became a nurse 40 years ago, actually.
40 years ago?
And yes, there are many, many changes. When I first started out as a pediatric nurse on the night shift, the patients who were in the hospital were a lot less complex than the ones who are in the hospital today. I was in charge of 50 children on the night shift, and that would be impossible to do today because that climate has completely changed in terms of complexity and the technology that's available. That's really made a difference in saving lives and also has made a difference in keeping children out of the hospital. We have so much more emphasis, I think, on health promotion and disease prevention. Those are the big things that I think about that are different. But on the other side of the coin, the things that remain the same are really the caring and compassion and the human touch that's still there. I'm sure Christina's seen some changes too.
Well, I haven't been a nurse as long as Silvana, but it has been 34 years. I was counting the other day. And so many changes. And I think technology is just, I mean, I see the patients are not there as long, but the way we take care of patients, and I'm not necessarily speaking from a nursing perspective, which is probably what I should be doing, but we're still partners with the doctors, which is, I think, a great thing. We've become more partners in healthcare. We work as a team. I love that we've gone from you tell me what to do to, hey, what do you think about what we're doing? And I think that's a very valuable part of being a nurse now, is that we have that interdisciplinary professional role within the healthcare system. So that's one positive thing I've seen. Technology, though, what I was even lecturing on 6 short years ago is almost obsolete. And I have to change my lectures almost every year because technology is changing so quickly in critical care especially, but also on the nursing units. A nurse now is expected to know more technology. We've gone from paper and pencil to computers. and everything is on computer. That was a huge transformation for those of us that are in the baby boomer generation that are still working, to go from that to, and I often say this to my technical partners, my IT people, when they start talking kind of geek to me, I will say, you know, I just learned to turn a computer on in 1999 when I decided I wanted to be a teacher. So that just portrays to me how fast not only we are moving, but how fast we can move, and how many nurses have had to make that transition from paper and pencil, charts, to the computer, and all the wonderful things that it can do in lightning speed. So yes, and then we have to remember that the patient is still there, and we have to remember to take their hand and say, I'm here with you. I don't care what that computer's doing right now. You're what's important. And that's really primary what we need to instill in our students coming through right now, because their technology, they've been raised on technology. That's what they know. So then we try very hard to bring that caring aspect into, okay, what do you see here? And make sure they see the patient and what the patient really needs and what they're really concerned about.
Is that something you could teach them, the caring part of it? Or is that something you just kind of assume they carry with them when they apply for class?
I mean, I think it's a human nature to have caring, and I want to believe that, and I won't wear my rose-colored glasses very long, but I believe that as a human we all have that caring gene, and as faculty and professionals and even the bedside nurses, we need to enhance that gene in our students so that they see beyond the technology, beyond the task list, to the patient and what they really are concerned about when they're with us.
Christine Wilson is coordinator of the Clinical Simulation Center, and Silvana Richardson is dean of the School of Nursing at Viterbo University. They talked to Wisconsin Public Radio's Steve Roysom about this week's opening of a new nursing building at Viterbo. Thanks for listening to Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Maureen McCollum. Our production team includes Steve Roysom, Mary Meehan Stroop, John Gatto, and our senior news editor and producer, John Davis. To hear this or other recent editions of Newsmakers, visit our website at wpr.org/lacrosse. In addition to Newsmakers, you'll find archived reports and special series produced by the La Crosse News Bureau, as well as network news from Wisconsin Public Radio and NPR. And if you'd like to comment on this week's Newsmakers or have a suggestion for future shows, you'll also find links to our producers and staff. That and more at wpr.org/lacrosse.